Blog Talk Radio.
Everything I have, everything God gives to me. Oh, everything I have, everything God gives to me. Well, everything I have, everything God gives to me. He put the shoes on my feet. He put the clothes on my back. He put food on my table. And I know my God is able. I tell you, everything I have, everything God gives to me. Well, this little light of mine, I want you to know that I'm going to let it shine. Well, this little light of mine, I want you to know that I'm going to let it shine. Well, this little light of mine, I want you to know that I'm going to let it shine. Well, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. And there's a happy land that brought us over in the great beyond, where the saved and the just and the very shared, where the souls of men shall enter and live on forevermore. Well, everybody will be happy over it. We keep singing, everybody will be happy, will be happy, warm and there. And we will shout and sing God's praises through the never. The ending ages, everybody will be happy over there. There will meet the one who saved us and who kept us by his grace and who brought us to the land so bright and fair. We will praise his name forever as we look upon his face. Well, everybody will be happy over there. We keep singing, everybody will be happy, will be happy over there. And we will shout and sing God's praises through the never-ending ages. Everybody will be happy every day. We're singing, everybody will be happy, will be happy over there. And we will shout and sing God's praises through the never-ending ages. Everybody will be happy every day. We keep singing, everybody will be happy, will be happy over there. And we will shout and sing God's praises to the never-ending ages. Everybody will be happy every day. Amen. I see you, Sister Rhonda. We've had a full day and just now getting home, fighting all that traffic and et cetera, but we're going on. Praise God. Glad to see that you're watching. Hopefully Chris and everybody else was doing well. We're going to sing a few more songs, and then if you will meet me at Psalms 134. We're not going to be long, but we hope to be somewhat strong this evening. There's three verses, but it's something that we want to be able to take with us as we go through this evening. Mom Faith Smith, good to see you. Praise God for you. Hope everything is well. How my preacher doing? Hey, Brother TV, I see you, Sister Rhonda. Amen. Glory to his name. A few more songs as we're waiting on others to get on. And again, if you can share this video, it would be very much appreciated. Down at the cross, if you know it, sing along with me. Down at the cross where my Savior died, down away from cleansing from sin, I cried. There to my heart was the blood of blood. I'm singing glory to His name. We keep singing glory to His name, precious name. Glory to His name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. I'm singing glory to His name. I see Reuben Lewis. I am so wondrously saved from sin. Terry Anderson, good to see you. Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where He took me, and I'm singing glory to His name. We'll keep singing glory to His name, precious name. I'm singing glory to His name, precious name. Oh, dear to my heart was the blood of blood. I'm singing glory to His name. Now we're precious found, can that save from sin? I'm so glad I've been turned. When Jesus saves me and keeps me clean, I'm singing glory to His name. I see you calling us. We're singing glory to His name, precious name. I'm singing glory to His name, precious name. Pray to my heart was the blood of blood. I'm singing glory to His name. Now come to this fountain so rich and sweet. Cast up your soul at thy Savior's feet. Plunge into the earth and be made complete. I'm singing glory to His name. We keep singing glory to His name, precious name. I'm singing glory to His name, precious name. Oh, dear to my heart was the blood of blood. I'm singing glory to His name. We keep singing glory to His name, precious name. Glory to His name, precious name. Touch your head, sweetheart. There to my heart was the blood of blood. I'm singing glory to His name. Apologize for that. I sure did. All right. Good to see you guys this evening. Hope God is blessing you. I know He is because you're here this evening. We're going to sing one more song, and then we will go for our invocation. Get ready for our prayer. You have any prayer requests, you can type them in, or you can call us in on our Blog Talk radio line, 619-924-0767. 619-924-0767. Again, if you guys can share this video, it would be much appreciated. And I see you, Sister Rhonda. Amen. Amen. All right. Melvin Dean, how you doing, Doc? Good to see you, my brother. Let's sing one more song, and then we'll get to our invocation, and then we will have our communion. And the text tonight that's chosen is just three verses, Psalms 134. Psalm 134. Good evening to everyone that everyone knows. They learned this song on Grandmama's knee. But also, it's definitely one that hits and touches our heart. Amazing Grace. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. I see Joseph's spirit of grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Now through many dangers, toils, and snares, me safe thus far, and grace will lead me on. We, when we've been there 10,000 years, bright shining as the sun, we know that there is to sing God's praise. And when we first begun, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I am found. I was blind, but now I see. Good to see you, Sister Lopez. Praying for you guys during this day. How's my preacher doing? All right, let us go to God in prayer. Sister Rhonda sends a text in to keep her family in prayer for the much going on. We'll call you later this week for details. All right, look forward to speaking with you, sis, and being able to encourage you, even in this time of struggle. Let us go to God in prayer. Father God, in the sweet name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for who you are and what you're doing in our lives. We ask you, Father, to continue to bless us and keep us on this journey, Father, for Satan is busy and he continues to throw roadblocks and discouragement in our way. But we're able to rise above that because you're a good God and besides you there is no other. Father God, we come to you this day praying for peace and prosperity, thanking you for who you are and what you have done in our lives. and thanking you for continuing to bless us and strengthen us accordingly. I want to say a very special prayer for the Flowers family. The Flowers family, not only them, the McHenry family, the Bobo family, and all the extensions there are a very huge but loving, dear family. I'm asking you to bless them and keep them. For one of the elders of the Maywood Church of Christ, as you know, you have called home. And so Brother Paul Flowers will be big shoes to fill, but shoes to fill nonetheless. And so we're just thanking you, Father, for the time, the borrowed time you've given us with him, a great brother, a great encourager of myself, was always talking to me about when I was going to release a second book. But one thing I loved about Paul is that he was a cultural man. He loved jazz, and we talk about music quite a bit. And he loved the saxophone, so much so that he had asked me to teach his granddaughter. Well, Father, I'm praying for Sister Wanda, for Sister Sang, Kia, and the rest of the family there. Continue to be with them. Praying for the Maywood congregation, for they've lost an elder. Father, but I'm asking you to continue to be with each and every one of them. And special prayer goes out to that powerful prognosticator, Brother Neil Lopez. I'm asking you to be with him and bless him in ways you know that he stands in need of. Give him the strength not only to climb, but to be able to send a feed and send message and comfort to a family in distress at this time. We all understand, but unless you've been on that front row, no words will ever help us, Father. So help us, for we know that you are a true comforter. Master, you, Father, to continue to bless us and keep us on this day. Pray for Sister Wanda. Ask you to be with her and bless her. Ways you know she stands in need of, whatever's going on, Father, we know you know, but we know that you can handle it. No problem's too big. Good to see Big Jerry all with us. Brother, I see you there, Doc. Ask you to be with him and Joshua, his son, Joshua. Continue to bless them and keep them as he continues to train them, but also be with Big Joe as he continues to train other kids, not only in music, but life, and be able to use his life experience that you've kept him around all these years to be able to share that with so many people. Father, continue to give him the strength, and I'm glad to see him still holding on the last members baptized here at the Golgotha congregation. But a good friend of mine, a good musician, compadre of mine, played great music for over 30 years. Love him so much, just like a brother. He was a great family. Good to see Caesar Smith on tonight. Another family member because of my big brother Art, married to his sister Vonnie Yvonne, and where our families have been blended together. And so, Father, I'm asking you to be with him. His family has been known. We went to school together. He was a year above me, and his family was known for track star. His dad was a track star. And Caesar was no more than a chip off the old block on the fastest thing in school that we had. I'm asking you to continue to bless him and keep him. And I think his son is also running. Bless him and his ability to continue to shine and be with that family accordingly. Still praying for my family as we buried my older brother, but so thankful for my younger cousins and nephews stepping up from a family reunion that took place this past weekend over the holiday. And even though I wasn't able to make it, I understand it was a huge success. And they're planning for bigger and better things even for next year. And Father, if it be your will and your way, we're planning to be a part of that next year. So Father, I'm asking you to be with them. Be with Sister Lopez, and she continues to comfort a great family, but also continues to hold up and comfort a great preacher. Father, I'm asking you to be with my partner, Charles Barber, school friend of mine, works at the Pentagon. How you doing, Doc? Hope things are well. Ask you to continue to bless him and keep him during this time. Be with his family. It's good to see him along with us today. Melvin Dean, you know, one of my fathers in the gospel was Nathaniel Dean, and that's his nephew. Me and Melvin have been friends for years, and I just ask you to continue to bless him and keep him. Used to go to his house, and his mother in his house, and eat much of barbecue, but he's traveling around and doing the graveling thing. He's a traveling man. Ask you to be with him and bless him accordingly. Get a chance to see the world. quite a bit. Carla Dawson, good to see you, sis. Tita, bless her and keep her and her family in the way she stands in need of. My mother just came on. Thank you, Father, for that. And as you continue to bless her and keep her in the way she stands in need of as well, give her the strength to continue to overcome and to give her the ability to continue to have great health as she's moving forward and influencing a lot of people. Thank you for sharing the video, Courtney. Terry Hendrickson, we're praying for you as well as you continue to be with them, strengthening the ways that Terry stands in need of, so thankful for him. Reuben Williams, I see you as well. I'm praying for you as well. Mom Faith Smith, ask you to be with Mom and continue to be with her and the preacher. Leroy Smith, I call him Iron Man. He just keeps ticking like a Timex watch. Continue to do great things. And Father, we're just so thankful that you have been a part of his life. He tells us the story about a string and just teaches you what strength is all about. So we're just so thankful for him and ask you to continue to bless him and keep him in ways they stand in need of. And others that are on the 51st Street congregation, ask you to bless them and keep them where they stand in need of. And we're just so thankful, Father, for everything that you do in our life. We pray that this prayer will be on the wings of a dove as you continue to strengthen us and bless us. Always praying for my wife, praying for the 51st Street congregation. We had the ability to go and be with them this morning, and I spoke this morning and went out to dinner and just had a great time with Brother Gillis and Sister Gillis and Brother Patrick and Sister Deetra and just others. Just Father, just had a great time. It's just so good to see them. And Big Pun, I see you on there. Andre McCautry, bass player extraordinaire. Good to see you, Don. Good to have you along with us tonight. Let us prepare for communion. All these blessings we ask in Jesus' name. Let us collectively say amen. We're saying we'll prepare our minds for communion, and then we will get to the word at hand. If you turn your Bibles to the text, the chosen text will be Psalms 134, just three powerful verses, the three verses in English. I know it was the blood, oh yes, and I know it was the blood, oh yes, and I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. Oh, and I know it was the blood, oh yes, and I know it was the blood, oh yes, and I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died upon the cross, and I know it was the blood for me. We also want to thank all those that are tuning in on our Blog Talk radio show, Fighting an Incarcerated Mind with the Incarnated Christ. We're broadcasting simultaneously right now in Norway, in Canada, the continental United States, as well as the United Kingdom that we've recently been added to. And so we're just so thankful to be a part of that. I'm praying that we will continue to grow this ministry as well as our youth ministry. Always praying for our youth as they continue to go on to college, the college ministry. And we're praying that God will continue to open our eyes and give us the ability to help out in others in other ways the way he sees fit. We'll now come down to this portion of the communion. We find in Acts 20:7 that upon the first day of the week, the disciples came together to break bread. The Apostle Paul continued teaching in 1 Corinthians 11 chapter, beginning in verse 23, says, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I have delivered unto you, the Lord Jesus, in the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. Unleavened bread. And after he had broken and given thanks, he broke it and said, Take, eat, this is my body that was broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, he also took the cup. After he had supped, saying, That this cup is the New Testament in my blood. Drink ye all of it in remembrance of me, fruit of the vine. For as often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he come. But let a man examine himself. For he that eateth the bread and drinketh the cup unworthily, He is the drink of damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many were sick and weakly among them, and many did sleep. Let us give thanks for the bread and the wine. Father God, thank you for this bread, which is your broken body, and this cup, which is your shedded blood. We pray we take with clean hands and a pure heart as we look to Jesus. Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. And all these blessings we ask in Christ Jesus' name. Let us collectively say amen, amen, and amen again. You may now take up the bread and the wine. Was it for crimes that I have done? He groaned upon the tree. Amazing pity, grace unknown, and love beyond degree. It was as the cross, Golgotha's cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rode away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am a happy of the day. Amen. I see that great songster, Luke Miles Jr. is with us. My good friend Ernest Lemon is with us. Praise God. How's Mama doing, Doc? Type it in for me. Let me know. And then that great songster, Curtis Williamson. Praise God for you, my brother. Good to have you along with us. This is the Golgotha Church of Christ worship Sunday evening, and we usually get on between 6 and 7, but I appreciate 151st Street today. We spent the day with them, and we're out of traffic, etc., just now getting back. But yet, it's still a great hour. It's the Lord's day, not the Lord's hour. And so we are going to serve him in ways that we have been asked to do. Good to have you guys with us this evening. If you could share this video, we truly appreciate it. Psalms 134. Call to evening worship. Now praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand in the Lord's house at night, exclamation point. Lift up your hands in the holy place and praise the Lord. May the Lord, maker of heaven and earth, bless you from Zion. May the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth, bless you from Zion. The psalmist wants us to understand a few things. The main thing is surrender a blessing to Adonai, to the Lord, or also to receive a blessing from the Lord. Now, most of us love being on the receiving end, but to render a blessing to the Lord requires you to be a part of the plan. It's the who, when, where, and how of the text that we sometimes don't ask that we need to ask. Who is the psalmist talking about? Well, it's the watchmen of Israel. When are they talking about? What's the time step? During the night. And night comes even when it's sunshine out for some of us. Where does this take place? In the temple. And how does praise take place? by lifting up of hands. So the Lord blesses them from Jerusalem. This is an Old Testament text, and we know that under the Mosaic law that Jerusalem, Jerusalem, Salem mean peace, or Rastafarian use the word Irie, meaning serenity, the place of peace, Jews peace, Jerusalem peace, is supposed to be in Jerusalem. And all the Old Testament pointed to Jerusalem as the place that God was going to establish something significant and something mind-blowing. Matter of fact, we find in Isaiah 2:2, 2:4, Zechariah 1, Zechariah 1:16. My memory's crawling on it. Luke, I think it's 2:44. Mark 9. Daniel 2:44. And there's other scriptures that point to Jerusalem as the place where God was going to establish something. Well, the text talks about Zion. Zion is one of the seven mountains of Jerusalem, another location given to talk about Jerusalem. Mount Zion. May the Lord, maker of heaven and earth, bless you from Mount Zion. Christ had not come yet, but everything was pointing to Jerusalem. Jerusalem is so important because the Lord established his church in Jerusalem. All churches don't belong to the Lord. All churches may have a Bible in them, but the question is not, do you have a Bible in your church, but is your church in the Bible? Are the precepts that you follow mandated by Scripture? Do you follow the protocol that God's given, that cookie-cutter establishment from 3080 to 3380 that Christ talked about? And if not, why not? Because your salvation is wrapped up in it. So as we look at this text, we see in the first verse, when is the appropriate time to lift up Jesus, to lift up the Lord? And the first verse, and I'm reading from the Holman Christian Standard Bible, states that the time stamp is now. And now's the time. Now's the acceptable time. We're not living in the past. Now is the time. When you're going through something, now is the time to give God praise. When is praise blessing? Eulogizing. Speaking well of what God's done. Let people know how good God is in your life. Excuse me, not just by wearing a cross. And that's a nice indicator. But you're told to bear that cross, which is significant of Skull Hill, which is Golgotha, where Jesus hung, bled, and died on a tree for you and I. Now praise the Lord, there being a definite article pointing to who the source is that we are to focus on. And it's all about God. It's not about you. Now praise the Lord. But, no, but, I'm going through, no matter what
you're going through. It don't matter where you've been. It don't matter how educated you think you are. Now is the acceptable time that the Lord is expecting praise from you. You call yourself a child of God. You want to be known as a Jesus follower. Christianity is the way, but praise is not on your tongue. Praise is not in the way that you do things. Praise is important because in praise you understand the love of God. And in praise you understand the joy that God gives you. You understand whose reputation is at stake here. It's Jesus, God the Father, and the Holy Spirit. And so praising God helps you to clean out some of the endorphins and the stress that's in your life. Praising God lets everyone from the outside see how good you are, how good God has been to you. Praise Him on your job. Praise Him in the church house. Praise Him at home. Praise Him in the block club meeting. Come on now. Praise Him at the family reunion picnic. Who provided that chicken ring for you? Who gave you that potato salad and good dressing? God deserves praise because He's the provider. And He will send a blessing to anybody. Sweeter than mom's apple pie. Better than you've ever been to yourself. So we learn here that who it is that we need to praise the Lord. And we learn here, when's the acceptable time? Right now. Right now. There is no yesterday. Everything is moving forward. So it's right now. Tomorrow's not promised. You don't have how many breaths you have left to take. So give God praise with the breath that He's placed in your system. He's given you spirit. He wants to hear from you. Hallelujah. We also find in the first verse who is supposed to praise the Lord. Take a look at it. Now praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord. Take a look here. If you are not a servant of the Lord, then your praise might not be to the Lord. He says, you're the servant of God. Those who don't think that they stand on the same pedestal of God. Those that don't try to look at God, eyeball to retina to retina. Those that recognize that their arms are too short to box with God. Those that need to bow down in humble adoration to the Lord that loves them so much. Servant is the highest standard that you could ever be. Matter of fact, indigent servant. Slave. Bond slave. Chained to the bottom of the boat. But unless you are, the boat may not go anywhere. So are you a servant? Or do you, your personal needs to get wrapped up in titles? They don't call your name. Your name don't make it in the bulletin. If you don't walk around pompous, if they don't have a chair for you, then you ain't nothing. I serve God and I don't need no one to mess up my servanthood. I don't need to put on a dog and pony show. All I need to do is give my Lord praise. Honor Him in what I say and what I do and how I act. Render a blessing to the Lord through obedience to the Lord, so that you can receive a blessing from the Lord. Not in spite of, but an attaboy, an attagirl. God wants to bless you. And He wants to bless you real good. Now, praise the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand in the Lord's house even at night. So a lot of people say it's the true church that come back at night. There was a double dose of Jesus. You can find out how committed people are when the crowd's gone, but Christ is still here. So put that those of you who come to the Lord's house, stand in the Lord's house at night. You're willing to come back. You're willing to be with us on Blog Talk Radio. You're willing to be with us on Facebook Live. You could be doing anything. But you've chosen to hear a word from the Lord. That's commendable. I appreciate it. Share it with a friend. Because many times when we're going through something, if we just got the word of God to help strengthen us, it would help carry us over that bump in the road. You know, that speed bump. Sometimes issues are nothing more than a speed bump. It's not a wall or an obstacle, but you can't see beyond it because you can't fly above the storm. Maybe you need to let some of those sparrows and buzzards go and learn to be an eagle. Look at verse 2. Lift up your hands in the holy place. When you come together in fellowship, in corporate worship, in the assembly where two or three are gathered together, that's not the time to be quiet. That's the time to give God praise. Collectively, we can make more noise. Collectively, we can shape the differences. We can encourage one another. We can lift one another up. And God, who is the audience and we are the entertainer, is the one that makes the distinction of acceptance or dismissal or refusal. So even at night, you can give God praise. Lift up your hands in the holy place, in the temple. Now, we are we gotta qualify that now. In the Old Testament, there was the temple that they gathered to. And if you was in an area where there was not a temple there, local, I see your car, David, praise God for you. There was an area that you went to in the synagogue. But there was a gathering area for you that you had to be at. Today we call it the church house in so many aspects. But it's wherever you gather at, not the brick and the mortar, not the walls or the stained glass, but now the temple becomes the human, and God resides within us. So if you are the church, if you have obeyed the gospel call, if you have followed the orders and the instructions, then greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And so lift up holy hands. Quit looking at that thing before like you're sucking spaghetti out of a Coke bottle that you're always down. A child of God has no reason to walk with their head down. Lift your head up because God has blessed you. Oh, yes, it get heavy. I'm not talking about fretting and thinking until you make it. I'm talking about showing God's mercy and showing God's grace by being strident and being able to walk through your storm with the Lord, not by yourself, with the Lord. Even if it's just like footprints, God has to carry you because you don't know how you're going to get there. But he carried you through the last one without any problems. And guess what? He'll do it again. He'll do it again. But you have to learn how to lift up holy hands. Not hands that run after mischief. Not hands that enjoy keeping mess up. that you're living or you're doing the best to live a life that God would be pleased with. Today, if you do something or you go somewhere, make sure it's a place that God will be pleased to watch you, because there's an all-seeing eye watching you. We sing that song, watching you, there's an all-seeing eye watching you. That's true. You can't hide from God. He's omnipresent, he's omniscient, he's all-powerful, and he's all-seeing. Verse 3, may the Lord, the maker of heaven, bless you from Zion. New Jerusalem. Jerusalem is the place that established the new work. And I'm going to say this not to be rude and crude or even to be offensive, but if you are a part of the whole, or if you are in any fellowship or any denomination or any situation that did not have its roots, that started in Jerusalem in AD 30 or AD 33, depending on whether you use the Roman or the Jewish calendar, then you need to regroup. You need to reassess. You need to reevaluate your salvation. It don't matter how long you've been in the Bible. What's important is how long have you been obedient to the gospel call. What is the gospel call? It's the same cookie cutter plan. God makes Christians the same way since AD 33. All flesh and blood. If you are not one of the trained 11 plus Matthias, made 12, handpicked apostles. Today, in order for you to be a child of God, not by generation, that we all are children of God by faith, but by regeneration, it comes by hearing God's word. So the faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, believing God's word. Hebrews 11 and 6, for it's impossible to please God, for he that comes to God must believe that God is. Prerequisite to belief. You must believe that God is, and conjunction, where is my function? Not only believe that God is, but and believe that God is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Who are you looking for your reward from? The prince of the air? Your fraternity? Your brotherhood? Let me tell you something. All that sand is going to pass away. All of it's not going to hold up. If you don't find your hope in God, you don't find your help in God, you don't find your strength in God, and if you don't realize the love of God, salvation can never be yours. Not because God is not offered, but because you have not grabbed hold of the lifeline. There's only one way to get in Christ. Hearing, believing, and repenting of your past sins. Luke 13, 3, except you repent, you all likewise perish. What do you mean by repent, preacher? So glad you asked that question. It means to turn to God and follow God, not doing it your way, not trying to do like Frank Sinatra, I did it my way, but doing it God's way. Many times we get busy doing a 360, and we haven't done just the 180 to God. So hearing, believing, repenting, you must confess the sweetest name that ever wore off a mortal's tongue. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Matthew 10:33, he that confessed me before men, him will I confess before my Father which is in heaven. But he that denies me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. I don't know about you, but the only attorney that's going to be available to get us into heaven when it comes to Jesus and God is Jesus Christ. You need a good defense attorney, and Jesus is just that. Amen. And then you must be buried in the watery grave of baptism for the remission of your sins. You can't be dry cleaned. You can't be drip-dropped. You can't be poured upon. You can't be christened. All that means nothing. You must understand what it is that you're doing and be buried in the watery grave of baptism for the remission of your sins to rise to a new creation in Christ Jesus. That's the resurrection principle. God wants to recreate you. He wants to give you another chance. Because you blew that second chance and them other chances a long time ago. Hearing, believing, repentance, confessing, and being baptized is a five-step plan for saving man. You can't cut that out. You can't move it in any other pattern. Peter says in Acts 2:38, repent. And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the promise is unto you and to your children and all that are far off, many as even the Lord our God shall call unto himself, the American Standard Version says. You don't listen to Peter. I say listen to Paul. Romans 6:3-4, know you not, that so many of us have been baptized into Christ's death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we all should walk in newness of life. But if you've been too stubborn, you won't listen to Peter, you won't listen to Paul, listen to Jesus. Mark 16:15-16, he that believeth and is baptized, immersed, shall be saved. You just need prayer. You've already obeyed the gospel call, but you need prayer. Don't be afraid to pray. Don't be afraid to ask God's forgiveness. I'm not too proud today. You can call in on our blog talk line right now. We'll take your confession. We'll take your prayer right now. If you need help finding the water will get you to the water. Amen, somebody. Call in 619-924-0767 right now. 619-924-0767, and I'll talk with you. Or you can type in your prayer request if you have one. But the important thing is that you give God his praise, for he is deserving of praise. If you're here today and you just need a little more encouragement, I'm going to sing one more song to hopefully lift you up and to help you to understand that God is waiting on you. A song we all probably know, and something that deals with everybody else. You don't have to look at mama. You don't have to worry about what grandmama did. You got to worry about nobody else but yourself, because nobody can save you but you. No one can. You have a part in your salvation. No one can. Will be there to help you on the day of judgment. They're all going to be fending for themselves. Just as I am. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that bids me come to the Lamb of God, I come. Amen. Do something for somebody that they can't repay you for. Give them Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Share this video that you'll be able to go back over and look at it. You know, I love you. And continue to pray for me. Pray for my wife. But continue to pray for the strength of the Flowers family, Sister Wanda and her family, during their time of bereavement. My brother, good friend, and elder preacher, Paul Flowers. God bless you in the name of the Lord. Have a good night. See you soon.